As humans, we are hardwired for connection. Let me give you an example from my own experience. So as the pandemic was about to hit, I found myself venturing into what would become a life-changing experience for me. I had decided to get certified as a meditation coach. I came into this cohort actually thinking that this was a program that would allow me to teach people and myself how to meditate. And I chose it because I had gotten such beautiful results from meditation myself. Little did I know, I was walking into a peaceful, safe space that would allow me to have the confidence to go for what I now call my contribution to the healing of our world.
What if you, with purpose and mindfulness, decided to surround yourself with positivity? What if you walked away from negative energy? What if you were constantly the positive energy in every room you walked into until it became so contagious that you positively impacted everyone around you? How would that impact your life? You're listening to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia, the podcast that will inspire you to use your story to change the world.
Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Compassionate Mindfulness, the podcast dedicated to helping you break down barriers to your inner peace and in turn change your life. I'm your host and inner shift coach, Tanya Manuma, and I'm so thrilled to be here with you today as we embark on a journey towards fulfillment. This podcast is the space to empower you to design your own greatness as we explore the fascinating journeys of personal development and optimal wellness. Okay, so as you know, the month of March is all about reflecting on what community means to us, and we're diving deep into the essence of community and the profound ways it shapes our paths, fosters bravery, and ignites possibilities we never thought possible alone. The month of March is also all about the mommy hustle and bustle of March break. So this week, we're taking a trip down memory lane as we revisit one of our most beloved episodes, originally aired as episode 69, where we explored the incredible impact of community on our lives. Join me as we rediscover the magic of community and the profound ways it shapes our lives. Whether you're seeking inspiration, guidance, or simply a reminder of the importance of community, this episode is sure to uplift and inspire. Thanks for tuning in to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia. This is your host, Tanya Manuma, and I'm so grateful to have you here with me today. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you get any value at all out of this content, also go ahead and share it with a friend or two, which will allow for more people to join the conversation. And I would really appreciate that. Chances are that if you're listening to this podcast, you want to commit to this lifelong journey of continual growth and become the best version of yourself. And as many of you already know, my mission is to be a part of the biggest rise in human transformation and consciousness our world has ever seen. And I want you to be a part of that too. How important is your community to you? Okay, so if you don't have a community to lean on, I strongly suggest you find one. I know. You're probably thinking, okay, Tanya, sure. Because it's that easy to just find a community. So first, I'll tell you a few reasons why it's important. Then I'll tell you how you can easily find a tribe that is good for you. For one, a sense of community unites us. As humans, we are hardwired for connection. Let me give you an example from my own experience. So, as the pandemic was about to hit, I found myself venturing into what would become a life-changing experience for me. I had decided to get certified as a meditation coach. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with what that is, you can think of a meditation coach as a life coach who incorporates meditation into her sessions or into his sessions. I came into this cohort actually thinking that this was a program that would allow me to teach people and myself how to meditate. And I chose it because I had gotten such beautiful results from meditation myself. Little did I know, I was walking into a peaceful, safe space that would allow me to have the confidence to go for what I now call my contribution to the healing of our world. Stepping out of my comfort zone and diving into a community of people who were looking to heal, to grow, to be more compassionate, and have a positive impact on the world allowed me to form lifelong friendships that I continue to be incredibly grateful for. You see, the truth is that we are not built to do this kind of work alone. We as humans are built to grow and create as a community. Community has the capacity to call out our bravery. It brings out a sense of bravery that can't be found if you were to try to cultivate it on your own. It simply brings a completely different kind of energy. The right community can be the fertile starting point of a world of possibilities for you. Are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace and transformation? I believe that self-discovery and community are the heartbeat of growth, and our retreats are designed to bring people together on a shared path to inner peace and optimal wellness. Join us for our upcoming wellness retreat where you'll experience the power of community like never before. Immerse yourself in nurturing environments surrounded by like-minded individuals who are committed to personal growth and well-being. During this transformative retreat, you'll enjoy mindfulness practices to cultivate inner peace and resilience, interactive workshops and group activities to foster connection, holistic wellness sessions designed to rejuvenate mind, body, and spirit, spa and cold plunge, and opportunities for reflection, relaxation, and self-discovery in a serene, natural setting. Don't miss this chance to replenish your soul, deepen your connections, and return home feeling refreshed and inspired. Spaces are limited, so reserve your spot today. Visit www.zenya.ca/links for more information and to secure your place at our upcoming April 2024 wellness retreat. We can't wait to welcome you to our community. I listened to an amazing community summit run by Pat Flynn and Team SPI, a team that I am fortunate to be involved with and continue to learn from every day. So I listened to that summit the other day, and one of the speakers, Todd Henry, said, and I quote, "People don't lack the capacity to be brave. They simply don't see a better future, or they lack a sense of urgency." So bravery happens when we believe in a better future and we trust that we have the agency to bring it out, end quote. So if you are hesitating on pursuing something you really want to try out, or you want to commit to a new habit, or you simply want to feel more connected to people, a community can be the motivation you need to keep up an amazing new habit, to be more outgoing, to feel more connected. So now, how do you find the right tribe? What I will suggest is first get really clear on what your values are. Start asking yourself who you really want to be around. Then ask yourself what new healthy habits you want to start implementing. Next, go out there and expose yourself to people. Yes, I know. I told you it would be easy. And you're like, T, that sounds easy, but it's not. But hear me out. Today, and especially in the heel of a global pandemic, it has become so easy to connect to people online. Remember that cohort I told you about that I joined, the one I joined a couple of years ago? That was an online group with amazing people from all over the world. The other way is the not so easy way for most people, and it's going out there, trying new things and meeting new people. So your action plan for today, find your tribe. And if you're looking to maintain new healthy habits that will help you thrive in all domains of your life, my next cohort of like-minded people will be joining together to grow in my upcoming TATS program. These groups are intimate. And so if you're interested in being a part of it, I will send you a registration slash waitlist form and we'll take it from there. I really think it's a magical opportunity for anyone looking to grow and manifest amazing opportunities into their life. Send me a message at Zenia underscore coaching or at Tanya underscore Monuma, Monuma, and I will send you a link to the registration waitlist. Of course, there are many different tribes out there that can also help you, so this is simply an invitation. Find what best fits you, but do find something to continue growing. Also, continue to live with compassion and mindfulness. I wish you many blessings. As always, I thank you for tuning in. These episodes are meant to be of massive value to you, and so I hope you got something out of it. And if you did, all I ask in return is for you to give it a little thumbs up, give it some love in the reviews, share with one or two friends whom you know will benefit from hearing from this content. Check out the links in the description. Continue to lead with empathy, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Many blessings. This podcast is presented to you solely for educational purposes. It is not intended to be a substitute for the advice of a medical or other qualified professional.